Radio Influence. Podcasting redefined.
Welcome to another delicious episode of Forking Around Town. I am your host, Tracy Guida, and today I have a very special guest. He loves food as much, if not more than I do, and is a very familiar voice in Tampa. Whether he is talking sports, eating local, or all things cannabis, he really knows his stuff. Welcome, Ian Beckles.
I think I like food more than you.
Really?
I think so.
I don't know. I think I could eat all day.
Okay, get out of here.
Well, it's okay. It's a tie, man. We both love to eat.
All right.
Maybe I could eat more wings than you.
Nope.
No, that's true.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, so tell me, like, how did your love of food begin?
I think my love of food began when I came out of the womb. And there were stories of me gaining weight at a drastic pace. And I just always remember food being a thing. And I'm a big guy, and I guess I use that as an excuse to eat. And I'll continue to do that. But, you know, I wasn't always into the cooking part and the preparation part, but the eating part I've always been into. But now I'm into the spices and, you know, into the preparation and barbecue, and I want to eat at all the wonderful restaurants. So I'm not a lot different than a lot of other people, but I like the preparation part as well. I love to cook.
A lot goes into a dish. People don't realize it. A lot of love.
Yeah. When I serve somebody something, they'll say, oh my God, this is really good. It has layers of taste. It's because it has layers of love and layers of cooking. I might start cooking something on Thursday and sous vide it and then sear it and then recook it and put it in. So there's a lot of things going into it. And when you go to these restaurants and you're seeing those high-end restaurants that are doing amazing stuff, it's not a mistake. They're using wonderful meat and the preparation, and everybody wants to be brilliant now. That's it.
Did you ever take any formal classes, or are you self-taught?
No. I mean, I'm self-taught as far as watching my mother cook and watching the Food Network. And listen, it's not rocket science. I watch the Food Network, and when I see somebody cook something that I would like to cook, I write down all the particulars on a piece of paper with a Sharpie, and I just copy them, and it usually turns out well. You know, I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. If you make a beef stroganoff that's already amazing, I'll just steal yours.
There you go. Nothing wrong with stealing.
There you go.
I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not originally from Tampa. You're from Montreal.
Correct.
So when you first moved to Tampa, have you noticed a huge change in the food scene from then as it is today? Because I know I have.
I've been here a little bit. Well, how long have you been here? I've been here since 1990.
2003. So you've got me.
I've been here a little longer. Well, let me give you an example. One Buck Place used to be, in essence, where International Plaza is right now. So if you drove down that street, Spruce, you would pass in 1990. I'm trying to think of what was on that road, restaurant-wise. I'm not sure there was one. So you see where it's come. I mean, it used in 1990, if somebody said, where can you get a great steak in Tampa? You go to Burns. Fleming's wasn't around. Council Oak wasn't around. Charlie's wasn't here. And now there's thousands of places to get wonderful steaks. And Tampa was coming up at that time. At this point now, I think, you know, as far as the culinary world, we're at, maybe not New York and L.A., but we're a lot of big cities equivalent, because there's a lot of choices in Tampa Bay, because it's paradise. Nobody wants to live in Philadelphia. They have good food there, but nobody wants to live in that stink city.
Oh, you don't want to tell that to an Eagles fan. Come on.
Screw Eagles fans. I worked there. I worked there for 2 years. I'm allowed to say it. Screw that city. I'm not going there.
Oh, come on. I'm a huge Rocky fan. I like their cheesesteaks, too.
No, hey, listen, Tony Luke's pepperoni cheese pizza steak is one of the best things in the world. I just don't want to live there.
Well, when I moved to Tampa in 2003, there seemed to be a lot of chain restaurants like Outback and Bonefish. Those were kind of the popular places to go. And then I think it was about 2009, kind of around the time Dats appeared on the scene, I really started noticing a change. I don't know if you would.
Well, the thing is, this is a place that a lot of these franchises started.
Right.
You know, when you talk about, you know, Hooters and even PDQs and Outback, and like those all started here. You know, there's some cities that don't, you know, you don't go to Iowa and you don't start anything in Iowa that spreads around. And then when you talk about Suzanne Perry and the Dats group that's morphed into Rue and then Dr. Barbecue, if you look at the Bay Area, there's really only five people that create all these restaurants. You know, there's a Chicho's group. They have a contingent of restaurants that they've opened, the Outback group. And there's a couple little pieces here and there, but Michael Stewart with 717 and Lure. So we have a lot of great restaurants in this area for sure.
You know, 717 was my first job in Tampa. I was a bartender there. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
So, there was a time where that was my favorite restaurant. I used to never get, you never get a bad meal there. They used to have a roast beef or pot roast. That was kind of a sweet pot roast. It actually had my name on it on the menu, but it's been taken off since. But 717, fabulous food, real good.
That was actually, I remember I was looking for a job. I had been in Tampa maybe 10 hours. I had literally just rolled in at 5 in the morning, and I was out that day looking for a job. I walked past that place, and something about it just caught my eye. And I walked in, and it kind of felt like something you would see in San Francisco, which is where I came from.
Sure, yeah. See, I've never spent a lot of time in San Francisco. I've played there, but didn't get a chance to really explore the culinary world. But, you know, watching different shows, you know, I would say you probably were drawn to the Soho area.
Right.
Like South Tampa probably is closer to San Francisco than any other area at that time. Now,
definitely.
If you go to St. Pete, St. Pete's probably getting...
Yeah,
definitely.
I would love to live there. Yeah. I could spend all day there.
I understand.
Absolutely. Hey guys, this is Tracy from Forking Around Town, and as you all know how much I love my sports as well as live concerts, I'm really excited to share one of my favorite new ways to purchase tickets, Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is an online event ticket marketplace that is dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that last a lifetime. With Vivid Seats, you can watch your favorite teams and artists perform in person. Vivid Seats helps fans find their seats to any of their favorite live events, including sports, concerts, theater, and more. Vivid Seats offers great prices and an easy purchasing experience. With this podcast code INFLUENCE, you can receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. This Saturday, the Lightning have their home opener against the Panthers at 7 p.m., so why not go ahead and take advantage of getting 10% off your first purchase? All you have to do is go to the App Store or Google Play, download the Vivid Seats app, enter promo code INFLUENCE, and you will receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. All Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by 100%. Hold on. All Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee. Once again, you can go ahead and use code INFLUENCE to receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. So now, tell me a little bit about Flavor of Tampa Bay.
Well, Flavor of Tampa Bay is something that's been around for a long time. If you ask what Flavor of Tampa Bay is, it started off as a radio show way, way back when. On WHNZ, I think it was, in the other building. It's also a building now that we're sitting in right now in the podcast room. It's a radio show on Saturday. It's a podcast. It's social media. And it's not just food. We call it Flavor of Tampa Bay because you could also say it's fashion,
art,
anything local. So what we've created here is a building here on West Shore and Gandy where, you know, these creative minds can come in, whether you're an artist or you're selling local products or your BTC creations and creating beautiful furniture. We just want creative minds to come here to our hub. And, you know, if they need a social media person, you're here. We have a web guy in Matthew. We got realtors here. We have Melanie helping us out. And we have a small venue as well. So... it's just about bringing energy in here and figure out ways to make some money.
And that truck looks pretty forking awesome. I have to say, it's very, very nice.
It turned out very well. My people from Signorama, Brandon, I told them to get funky with it. And I said, I want you to be able to see it from Mars. And I think you can see it from Mars. It's pretty damn bright. So they did a wonderful job. And we're going through the steps now of getting that thing activated. And it's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a lot of work, that a lot of stuff that I don't know that I'm running into right now.
But you learn as you go.
We'll be all right, sure.
So I want to hear about what's going to be on this food truck. What kind of food are you going to be serving?
Well, we're associated with Buckhead Meats, which is also with Cisco. And I've been meeting with them for a while, my guy Donnie at Buckhead Meats, and we're trying to figure out exactly what we're going to feature on the truck. Hamburgers and hot dogs are going to be a mainstay. We got a big smoker out there, so we're going to be smoking, pork butts. We're going to be doing ribs. Not every single day. We'll probably rotate it. But we're going to have some funky stuff. Like Buckhead Meats has stuff like pork cheek. So we might have pork cheek tacos or pig wings. If anybody's ever had pig wings.
Oh, I love pig wings.
Fried pig wings are delicious. So we're going to have some stuff that maybe you can't get in some other places. And sous vide is a big part of the culinary world right now, whether everybody knows it or not. A lot of the things you eat at restaurants are sous vide. And like, I got a whole catalog of pre-sous vide meats that we could just flash fry. And, you know, we're just going to do some creative stuff and try to keep it as local as we can. It's still Flavor of Tampa Bay. So we want to keep it, the products, as local as we can. And we want to keep the meat as high end as we can. And we're also going to cater to vegan. You got to be vegan friendly. No, we're going to have a Beyond Burger, which is the like what you would get at Chicho and Tony's.
I had one at Dats 2 weeks ago, and I loved it. It was amazing. My first time having
one. It tastes
one,
excellent. We're going to do a beet burger, and there's actually a Beyond Sausage as well. That you can. So if you're vegan, we're going to have salads to keep it crisp, and just good, just delicious food. That's it.
Keep it simple and tasty.
Man. Simple.
Well, now, speaking of local, because when you walk in here, there's so many local products. I always go to Instagram to look for local stuff. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone on Instagram in particular that you're really drawn to, or maybe you don't necessarily have their products here but want to just because of the way they present themselves?
That's well said. Something that we want here.
Like, I can give you an example for me.
Please.
We Vegan Eats. They are killing it. I love seeing their stories every day. I mean, their cookies, all their products. I mean, they just look incredible. And I love what they're doing and how they're always featuring local spots where you can get their stuff.
Well, we've met with them. Nice people. Young. We want to emphasize and help small business owners, okay? Because that's important. Because we're all small business owners. It doesn't seem like the man is helping us out. And it seems like the government does what they can to keep us down with all these different permits and, you know, silly. I don't want to get into that, but we want to help, you know, the little man, okay? Because we're all little men ourselves. There's a company off the top of my head, I'm not going to remember it, but they have these big old bloomed flowers. I know I showed them to you one time. And I won't think of it right now, but maybe before the end of the show, I'll think about them. But they have these beautiful flowers that they made that I would love to have in here and display. So I'll get it for you. Yep.
All right. So now another thing is we were just talking about food and hamburgers and hot dogs. So let's talk game day food because you're always like having a big crowd for games on Sundays. And what do you usually serve?
It's funny. If I'm in the mood to cook, I'll do a pulled pork because that's good for a bunch of people, or some wings. I have my big green egg outside, which comes in handy. I might go to Paul's Chicago Pizza sometimes, just pick up a bunch of pizzas and some cheese steaks or something. Yesterday we just did West Shore Pizza. So once again, I don't like the big chains. Like, I like local. Like, I know Bob from West Shore Pizza. I know Bob personally. Sat down with him. I know Paul from Paul's Chicago Pizza. So, you know, if you go out to Pizza Hut or Papa John's, that's fine. But they don't need your money.
Right.
And that's not really bringing money to our community. Let's bring money to our community, you know, via these small business owners that really they need our help. That's for sure.
You know, speaking of Paul's, I went by there last night because I was craving pizza and I needed something to watch, you know, to eat while watching the Steelers
lose.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for rubbing that in. So to the Bucks. All right. How about them?
I lost pretty bad.
They
too.
Did.
That was really bad. Yeah.
But so I went in there and I told them, I said, I want something different. So they are featuring a meatball pizza. So you've had their meatballs with the ricotta cheese.
They have some of the better meatballs in town.
They put them on a pizza, which is not on their menu. Wow. It was ridiculous.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Their sauce is fantastic, too. Yep. Like, I was eating at Paul's probably was Saturday. And I got the meatballs and ricotta. And I was like, I need this sauce recipe.
You can't stop eating it.
No, it's really good. And I want to feature some things on the truck, but like I said, I'm not reinventing anything. Like the other day when I was at Eats, and I said to you, steal this, you know, Caesar dressing from me recipe because it's fantastic. It reminds me of my buddy Sean's mother's recipe, and that's the one. That's the taste that I want, you know. And when I taste something, I know whether I like it or not. And that sauce is so good at Paul's where it's not even about the meatballs anymore. Although those meatballs are fantastic,
they are
great meatballs.
Whoever thought, I mean, putting meatballs on a pizza is not new by any means, but their meatballs on a pizza is.
I really want that now.
It kind of softened the blow for me with that loss last night, because at least I had the pizza to turn to and drown my sorrows in it.
The Steelers have you. Some people turn to alcohol, you turn to meatballs.
I do.
It's better. Pizza, it's probably better. Pizza and meatballs. It's probably better that way, yeah.
I went to bed full, and I kind of, I guess I forgot they lost until I was reminded by everyone.
Well, I had pizza and alcohol because of the Bucks yesterday. I need a drink after that crap.
What were you drinking, by the way?
Old St. Pete. Old St. Pete, some Banyan vodka and some orange juice, just a little bit, you know. Like, once again, gotta keep it local.
I love Banyan vodka.
Banyan vodka is the best.
They're actually going to be at the Tampa Tailgate Fest this weekend.
Nice.
Curtis Hickson.
Nice.
Be there.
Tonight I'm gonna be at Maloney's in West Chase doing that Bud Light Friendship Challenge. If anybody's in that area and interested, and to go hang out.
Maloney's is great. Maloney's, I haven't been there in a long time, but they are good.
Come hang out, 6 to 8.
I have to work, unfortunately.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
I know. Anyway, well, thanks, Ian, for being a guest today.
Anytime.
It was great talking to you.
Anytime.
And everyone else, thanks for listening to Forking Around Town. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play. And don't forget, a new episode comes out every Tuesday on RadioInfluence.com.
This is an In the Trenches with Ian Beckles. Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
The Buccaneers are going into a bye week. Then they got to go to Atlanta. Then they play Cleveland. Bye weeks suck after you get throttled because the coaches don't really give a rat's ass about your free time. And they're going to do whatever they have to do to save their jobs. And that's what they should be doing. So the Buccaneers are going to probably spend a lot of time on one buck place trying to get better in a couple of different situations. But the problem is, I don't know if it's the scheme or the personnel, because now we suck at both, okay? Especially defensively that I'm talking about right now. Our scheme sucks, and our players suck. We can't cover. We can't rush. There's no mean out there. And I don't know where you go from here. Firing Mike Smith right now is not the answer, okay? That ain't the answer. But to look at a bunch of guys out there yesterday that kept on meeting on the sideline and having these rah-rah, sis-boom-bah meetings, screw all that crap, man. Just go out and play hard.
In the Trenches with Ian Beckles can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.